AI taking over mediation. Whoa, didn't see that coming. But hey, the future always throws us curveballs, right? Especially with how tech changes everything. Like, who knew we'd be talking about AI and mediators in the same sentence? But that's what we're diving into today, how mediators like you can actually use AI. And don't worry, this isn't about robots replacing human connection.
Right, it's not about replacing us, more like how we can work with AI.
Exactly. And to help us unpack this whole thing, we're looking at a presentation, Artificial Intelligence and New Technologies in Mediation, specifically for mediators, given just last month.
It is interesting, isn't it? The idea of AI in mediation seems kind of dot off.
Right. Like mixing oil and water.
But this presentation really hits on how we misunderstand AI's impact. We either think it's going to change everything overnight or dismiss it completely.
So true. Like back when everyone thought email would kill snail mail, we still write letters, don't we? Are we underestimating AI the same way when it comes to mediation?
$1 million question. The presentation actually opens with this Bill Gates quote. We overestimate the change that'll happen in 2 years and underestimate the change in 10.
Okay.
Think about that in the context of mediation. We're probably too busy looking at what AI can do right now and missing the bigger picture of how it'll reshape the entire field in the next decade.
Okay, that's a bit of a reality check. So it's not about AI being better than us mediators, but about how we can use it well.
Exactly. The authors call it becoming prosumers of AI. Not just using it, but actively shaping how it's used, understanding its potential, and then making it work for mediation.
Right, so it's not about replacing mediators, it's about empowering them.
Exactly. It's about using AI to do our jobs even better.
So how do we do that? Do we need to learn to code or something?
Uh-huh.
Become AI whisperers?
Not quite coding, but there's a new kind of language to learn.
Mm-hmm.
The presentation talks about prompt engineering.
Prompt engineering? Sounds a bit technical.
It's like talking directly to the AI, giving it the right instructions to get what you need. Think of it like, you know, those fancy coffee machines with a million buttons. You got to press the right ones to get your latte just right.
Okay, so we're programming the AI to make us a metaphorical mediation latte.
Exactly. You're giving it the recipe for success.
Okay, I'm intrigued, but also a little intimidated. Can you give me an example? What would a good AI prompt for mediation actually look like? Prompt engineering, right? Like giving the AI a recipe instead of saying, make me something good. But we're cooking up solutions for mediation, huh? So what does a good prompt look like?
Okay, say you're dealing with a business dispute, high-pressure stuff. You could tell the AI, imagine you're a mediator, right, specializing in these huge e-business negotiations. What are, like, the top three ways to figure out everyone's hidden interests in this kind of situation? See how specific that is.
It's like giving the AI a crash course in the exact mediation we're facing. Instead of reading a million articles, we get targeted advice. But not coming up with those prompts takes practice. Yeah, it's a skill itself.
Totally. And that's where this presentation is super helpful. They don't just talk about it. They give you sample prompts for mediators.
Oh, nice. Like templates.
Basically. Want to brainstorm marketing stuff? There's a prompt. Need help analyzing a conflict? Using different mediation styles. Prompt for that, too.
Like having a brainstorming buddy available 24/7. Man, this changes how I think about prepping for cases. But enough theory. What about the actual tools? The presentation mentions a bunch of AI-powered stuff. What should mediators be checking out?
You ready? It's a lot. Over 35 AI tools organized by what they do. Design, research, writing, you name it, they've got it.
Okay, color me impressed. But with that many options, where do we even start? Which ones are really useful for mediators day to day?
Three categories stood out to me. Design, research, and writing. Those are our bread and butter, right?
Right.
And these AI tools can make us way more efficient.
Like having a whole team behind the scenes. Okay, give me some examples. Names, functions, the whole nine yards.
All right, let's start with design. The presentation talks about Flare AI. Picture this. You can make professional-looking marketing materials, presentations, even product mock-ups without being a designer.
Hold on, seriously. So no more struggling with those boring PowerPoint templates.
Exactly. Flare AI can help you make eye-catching visuals for your website, brochures, social media, anything. It's like having a personal design assistant, making your mediation services look amazing.
Okay, I'm sold. What about research? We both know how much time that can suck up, especially with those complicated cases. Can AI really help with that?
You bet. Tools like Consensus and Scholarsea are about to be your new best friends. Consensus goes through tons of research papers, finds the important stuff, even tells you how strong the evidence is.
So no more spending hours trying to understand jargon-filled studies.
Exactly. You get clear, actionable insights.
Sounds like a dream. and scholarly.
That's your secret weapon for summarizing those research papers fast. Gets the key findings, makes summaries, even highlights references. Like a super-powered highlighter that does the hard work for you.
Okay, no more information overload headaches. But what about the actual writing part? Whether it's briefs or just emails, communication is key for us.
Totally. And AI can make us more persuasive and impactful writers. The presentation mentions Quillbot and Simplified. Quillbot's like a writing coach. Rephrasing sentences, making things clearer and more concise, even adjusting the tone for the right audience.
No more staring at a blank page wishing for a better vocabulary. What about Simplified? That name sounds promising.
Simplified is all about making complicated stuff easy to understand. It helps you break down jargon, which is so important when we're talking to clients who aren't lawyers.
Right, making things clear for everyone involved. So AI can help us write better, research faster. It's like that revolution of search the presentation talked about. We're not just finding a needle in a haystack anymore. We're understanding the whole haystack.
Exactly. And that's where AI gets really powerful for mediators. It's asking deeper questions, seeing patterns, really getting the whole conflict landscape.
Like having a thought partner, right? Someone to bounce ideas off of and see things from new angles. Mm-hmm. What else could this thought partner role look like for mediators?
Think about those tough cases. You could use AI to check yourself for biases, you know?
Oh, interesting.
You can play devil's advocate. Challenge your approach. Make sure you're seeing the whole picture.
So helpful, like having an objective voice in your ear. What other examples come to mind?
Brainstorming strategies, for one.
Yeah.
Give the AI a conflict and ask it for different ways to approach it.
Oh, I like that.
It can pull from all these case studies, different techniques, even cultural factors.
Wow, like having a whole library of mediation knowledge customized for your case. This is amazing.
It is. And don't forget the presentation's idea of backstage and front stage AI.
Right, backstage and front stage. Sounds kind of dramatic. What's the difference?
So backstage is all the behind the scenes stuff, using AI to prep, get better, reflect. Like we were just talking about, analyzing biases, brainstorming, it's all about you becoming a better mediator.
Okay, so like the prep work, the stuff the parties don't see. What about front stage? Are we talking robots at the mediation table?
Not robots dot yet, but front stage is using AI more directly during the mediation itself. Imagine AI helping the parties understand each other better, finding common ground or making things clearer, like translating jargon into plain language so everyone's on the same page.
It's like an AI-powered communication assistant. But we'd have to be careful about ethics, right? Make sure everyone's comfortable with AI being involved.
Absolutely. Transparency is key. Clients need to know what's up and be able to say no to AI if they want. And of course, we're still the ones in charge. AI can help, but it can't replace us.
Totally. Speaking of tools, this presentation talks about a real-world example, the Incovima Assistant. What's the deal with that?
So it's this mediation simulator built using OpenAI's GPT technology, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool. It's like a training ground for mediators.
A training ground.
Yeah. It's a knowledge base and a guide. Ask it anything from specific techniques to details about Incovima itself.
Wow, like a 24/7 mediation expert. And the simulator part, how does that work?
It lets you run through realistic cases. Practice different approaches, get feedback, all in a safe environment, like a flight simulator, but for mediation.
That's incredible, especially for new mediators who are just starting out. It's like a safe space to learn and experiment. Seems like we're entering a whole new world of mediation.
Definitely. It's an exciting time. We have this huge opportunity to use AI to be even better at what we do, helping people work through conflict.
It is exciting. So to wrap things up, it's clear that AI is going to change mediation in big ways. But like any tool, it's about using it wisely and ethically and never forgetting the human side of things. For our listeners, we'll leave you with this. If you could design the perfect AI for mediators, what would it do? What features would it have? How would it make you even better at your job? Think about it. And until next time, keep exploring the amazing potential of AI in mediation.